everyone. Thank you so much for joining Carrie Aller and Friends Coffee Chat. Today I have with me my sweet friend Tracy. Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I know. This is exciting. I've never done this before, so.
Yeah. Tracy is my sister from another mister, and she just gets me and my sense of humor, so.
Yeah, we click.
We do.
I see you, girl.
I see you, too. So I'm so excited to have you on the show, and I've known Tracy a while now. Her son was in my youth group, and
now he's 21 now, almost 22.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me feel old. Like, just, I don't know.
I know. He has facial hair.
I know. That's what I said to him.
That blew you away.
Yes. I was like, dude, how do you have facial hair? Like, what is going on? I look at my own child, too, and he has little peach fuzz going in. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Gosh, it happens so fast. It gets here so quick.
Yes.
It does.
I mean, it really does.
One minute, you've got the adoption papers half filled out because you're like, if he acts a fool one more time at Walmart, he's going to the first candidate. You know, you get to the point where they're out of the house.
And oh, yeah.
So he's grown and gone and practically almost off the payroll. So
yeah.
Aww. We're super proud of him.
Oh, yeah. He's such a good kid.
Yeah. He's he's in the Army National Guard, so he's doing his 2-week summer camp right now. But
yeah,
with COVID, they're kind of having him stay at their home station. So
okay.
He has a hotel room at night, so he's not like typical Army where he's in the field, you know, living in the field for 3 weeks.
So. Yeah, man. Yeah. So it's kind of bougie style, then.
Girl. Yeah, I know he's got. I said today, I was like, "Is housekeeping coming?" And he was like, "Oh yeah," and I was like, "Good Lord, you're not gonna want to leave,
right?"
So, yeah, but we're proud of him. Aww. He's a great kid.
He is. He's always been a great kid.
Huge blessing.
Oh, yeah. He was always one of my favorites in class.
Thanks.
Yeah, he was. You're not supposed to have favorites, but I totally, like, had my favorites.
Well, see, girl, you got to let those kids and that husband think you sit right on the edge of crazy.
Right.
And then, because, you know, if you teeter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So they know they better not act a fool in public.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, you know, you give them the mom look.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm from the South Side, so I'm half, you know, I'm like half ghetto. And so,
you're like, hold my hoops.
Yeah. I am. I'm like taking my hoops off, kicking my shoes off. So.
Well, Tracy, like, I love you, and I love your heart, and you're so genuine. You always try to make people laugh. Like, that's one of your giftings, and I think in this time right now, this season that everybody is in, I mean, it's either like just full blown negativity everywhere or anxiety everywhere or fear everywhere. And so just to see those little glimpses of the hope that you bring people.
Well, thank you.
I just love and appreciate you and your heart. So
it's just, I don't know. I kind of had to redirect my focus. I had to get away from the media.
Yeah.
I had to really limit my time on social media.
I
had to dial that back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So doing that, it left me, you know, time to do other things, which I felt like I needed to fill those with positive things, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of redirect my focus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found myself getting really bitter.
Yeah.
Really mad, really angry.
Yeah.
So I just had to step away and take a breath and take a break.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's really easy to do, though. Like, once you get consumed and sucked into the news or social media and all those things and...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the hate that people are spewing on each other.
Yeah, and you really don't. I mean, where I'm at today, you just don't know what side to believe. You don't know what to believe.
Right.
You see one thing that, you know, the media kind of shoves down your throat.
Right.
And then you see another for yourself. And so it was just too much for me. So I just had to. My husband and I both agreed because he was getting even more angry. And so we both just had to take a break and step away.
Yeah. So. But I think that's good. Like those healthy boundaries and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, a little bit ago, you were telling me your heart that you kind of like, in a way, you kind of walked away from just your faith and things and then coming back to it. Can you kind of go into more detail to, like, maybe encourage someone today that maybe is on that same path of walking away? And
well, listen, girl, I thought I was doing good doing it all on my own. I was like, I got this tiger by the tail.
Right.
I just didn't really take the time to kind of just remember where I came from, remember my upbringing, my, you know, my religious beliefs and, and, you know, my Christianity and stuff like that. And I just thought, I don't need God's help. I can do it. You know, I've got this going on.
Right.
And then, it just really kind of all came, I don't know, I think that's where, you know, I got away from him and his word and his and the beliefs. And that's where the anger started coming in and, you know. Just dealt with a lot of personal internal issues and so since then and since stepping away from those negative things, I've really had a lot of time to spend in my Bible and your books. Your books have been amazing and they've been encouraging and they've been uplifting and they're just as funny. I mean, you're just as funny. So Yeah. And you put things in layman's terms for me, so that helps tremendously. So it's been refreshing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're just like, you know, I know you said you had it, the cat by the tail and thinking all that. And I think every person can relate to that. I know I have been there several times where I'm just like, God, I got this. Like, I love you, but I'm going to put you on the back burner and I'm just going to try to do it myself. And it always never works out.
No, girl, he ends up knocking my front teeth out. So I'm like, all right, let me pump the brakes here. But, you know, when you, for me personally, just coming back around to my beliefs and you know, to my my faith in the Lord and things like that, I just feel more internal peace. I feel more at ease. I feel happier. I feel joyful, you know? And so I just want to be able to pass that on to other people. And if it means just holding the door open for somebody,
right.
You know, I mean, that's a kind gesture or sending somebody that you're, that's on your heart or on your mind, a note, you know, just a handwritten note. It takes 5 minutes. So I've been spending time doing that and it's refreshing and it's rewarding. So,
Well, you and your husband both, like you guys are such an amazing duo. You guys are so precious. They have so much fun and Tracy will put these videos on Facebook. She locks them out of the car.
Hey, you guys, you've got to lock your spouses out of the car. Send them in for milk at Brahms. Lock them out of the car and start the video and make them dance to get back in.
I'm going to make Matt do that. I really
am.
Heck yeah. He doesn't know that, but I'll make him do that.
Girl, mine's so stale. He needs to come up with some new moves because he has the same moves all the time. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. So what advice would you maybe give someone right now that they're so overwhelmed by everything that's going on right now in our world? Like, what advice would you give them?
Well, again, I think it just goes back. You just got to step away from the negative stuff.
Yeah.
You really do. You just have to turn your back to it.
Yep.
And it's perfectly okay to, you know, to do that. And people may miss you or whatever. But it's just, I don't know. To me, it's been refreshing. It's been rewarding, you know. And I've kind of tried to, I don't know, just put my energy in, into other people instead of, you know, instead of that. But I would just encourage people to turn the TV off, go sit on the back porch.
Yeah.
Enjoy. I said, I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning because my internal clock is so jacked up.
Yeah.
So I just go out there. It was pouring down rain. I sat on the back porch. I just read some Joyce Meyer devotionals. And
yeah,
it's like a 14-day devotional. And I think I did 9 days at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just that's kind of what I've been doing and trying to start my day off that way. And
it's so good.
Yeah.
And starting your day off with the Lord, I mean, is so important because I can tell when I don't do that, I am short fused with my spouse, with my children, with people that are driving in front of me. I mean, it just, it's not pretty. Like when Carrie's in the driver's seat.
I know. It's like, oh, you people don't.
Yeah. Like I'm a hot mess express. Like, I mean, Lord, you know, help me with my mouth. Like I say things that are not very Christ-like at all. And so, yeah, it's just not good when people cut you off. Oh my gosh.
You know, I saw this deal on Facebook this week, and I've tried to stay in that moment. Somebody said something about, I can't remember verbatim what it was, but it's about getting ready to post something on Facebook, and then it's like, would Jesus approve of your post? And so you erase it. And I'm like, okay, I've done that like 150 times in one day. I'm like getting all into it. And then I'm like, okay, would Jesus approve of this?
Yeah.
And so I just erase it. But
yeah. Have you heard of that lady? I forgot her name. I'm so sorry. I'm going to look it up so everyone knows. But she's the one that does the I ain't doing it.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh. So there's a lady, which I'm going to find everybody. There's a lady, and she does these videos called I Ain't Doing It. Heather Land is her name. Anyway, so, but she's hilarious, but she was talking about that, like, you know, those people that are mean, like, just don't be mean, you know, and she does it in a funny way, so.
Listen, to me, my personal opinion, there is nothing better than laughing.
Yeah.
There is absolutely.
Exactly.
I'll poke fun at myself. I mean, you've seen my videos on Facebook where I was going to the underground hair salon during COVID.
Yes.
You know, and here I was driving home with foil in my hair, hoping I didn't get pulled over.
Right.
But, I mean, that's what it's about. To me, that's what life's about. You got to laugh. You got to.
You do.
You got to find the joy. And, I mean, I poke fun at my husband.
Yeah.
And, you know, so.
Just have fun.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, I used to get in trouble when I was little because I'd be in my room and I'd just be laughing. I'd be by myself, but I'd be laughing. My mom and dad were like, Carrie, be quiet.
Nope,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I was laughing at, but you have to laugh. It's just, it's more fun that way, you know?
Well, and for me, too, I just encourage everybody to surround themselves with positive people.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be around uplifting people. You have to be around funny people. You know, and just that's what gets me through the day and carries me through the day.
For sure.
So.
Yeah, because who you're attached to, you almost kind of
soak
in.
You mold yourself to their their way of thinking, their way of doing.
And, right.
And then you find yourself in that, you know, that vicious cycle of.
Oh, yeah.
Of bad thoughts and.
Yeah. Like I've had to put boundaries up with people because I couldn't. I can't stay in a victim mentality. I can't stay in a...
Oh, that's me. See?
You know,
and girl, I'm trying to work on that because I'm like, okay, is that judgy that I'm...
I don't think it's judgy. I think it's wisdom. You love them.
I do.
And you know, I love those people I had to put a distance to, but, like, I feel healthier, like, mentally, spiritually, physically, everything now, like, once I... kind of distance myself from certain people.
So, because one area where I kind of struggle is I'm just going to be transparent.
Yeah, do it.
I'm kind of bad about, you know, if you just keep doing the same thing, just redundancy, just doing the same bad habit over and over and over, and you're not learning anything from it, then I really got to get away from you.
Yeah. No, it's true.
I'm liable to say something that I probably shouldn't say. And, you know, I think you need to be honest with your friends and you need to help your friends out. But good gracious, 9 or 10 times in, I just don't. I usually give you about 3 and then I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to move on from here because you're about to get on my last nerve. So... I know.
Yeah.
It's bad. And I feel judgy for that, you know, and I feel bad for that, but.
No, I think it's a healthy thing, you know, putting up those boundaries, like knowing, like even Jesus, he had his inner circle, which was Peter, James, and John. Yep. Those were the 3 that he would call on. Anything with like an intimate setting, he would call on them, not everybody. And then he had his 12, which we know Judas was one of the deceivers, but like. It's important to have those 3, and then it's important to have the 12 in your life, you know?
Yeah.
It really is. And then, you know, once you do make those boundaries, like, it's hard, you know, and I'm a people pleaser, so I never want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
So it's really, really extra hard for me.
Well, now, listen, there's some that I don't want to hurt their feelings, and then there's some that I just want to, I find myself just railroading them, you know? And so that's where I feel bad because it's like, okay, I've got to, you know, I've got to bring it back a notch or two because, but I'm just like, oh, good gracious, if you're not learning or getting it, then you, you need help.
Yeah. And I think some people like to stay in that like victim mentality or the, they're not learning. They like the drama of it all or something. And so, you just got to love those people, pray for them.
Correct.
But, like, kind of, again, find mm-hmm. that inner circle where you're lifting each other up and challenging each other and praying
for
each other.
That's funny that we're talking about that, because like I was telling you earlier, today's message from Joyce Meyer that, I mean, she and I could get along good. I could roll.
I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could roll with Joyce.
Yeah.
She just puts it out there, and I love the way that she puts it out yes. there. She speaks my language.
Yes. She's awesome.
Yeah. But she was talking about mercy, giving mercy and receiving mm-hmm. mercy, you know, and so she said today, in her message today, that, you know, just because you give mercy doesn't mean that you can't be honest with that person, and you can't, mm-hmm. you know, just put your feelings out there to that person, mm-hmm. and you don't have to put up with their behavior, and mm-hmm. you don't have to put up with bad behavior, mm-hmm. so.
No.
It's, you know, it's okay to.
Yeah.
To step away, so.
Yeah.
That was so refreshing to hear, because you kind of think in the Christian walk that you have to, like, girl, you got to be on your A game
right.
the entire time.
Right.
Well, I'm not an A game girl. I slip and I slide.
Oh, I walk the line.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, I teeter. Yeah.
I walk the line.
Especially, you know, just coming back into my beliefs.
Sure.
And just, I think I'm just more in a more mature spot in my life.
Yeah.
Where I am more open-minded to read God's word and to
absolutely.
Learn all
yeah.
that. And
for sure.
So it's been super refreshing, but.
Mm-hmm.
I still slide.
Oh, we all do, sister. I don't yeah. care who you are. Mm-mm. I feel like we all, honestly, if we were all genuinely honest and transparent, mm-hmm. we would all say we walk the line, like,
yeah,
I have my good days and not good days.
Yeah, I could throat punch some people
oh.
on certain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. I always say I'm going to karate chop them in the jugular. That's
yeah.
what I tell my children. So, yeah.
Telling you.
Yeah. Craziness.
Well, that's good to know I'm not alone.
Oh, you're definitely not alone. I guarantee whoever's listening is probably saying, nope, sister, you're not alone. I am right there with you. So,
yep.
Yeah. So what are some like scriptures or what things? I know you said you read Joyce Meyer and, you know, she talked about mercy and all that stuff. But like, what are some scriptures or anything that you kind of, do you know any that...
Okay, with the 100% transparency.
Go for it.
Okay, I have the retention level of a gnat.
That's okay.
So. So.
I love your facial expression when you said that. That was hilarious.
Yeah. And I feel horrible
no.
because I'm not like
no.
memorizing these scriptures
no.
and things like that. You know.
It's okay.
It's like kind of baby steps. I'm getting.
Hey.
Getting
that's okay.
back into the, you know.
That's okay.
And I don't want that to sound bad or anything.
It does
but,
not at all, Tracy.
Yeah.
No. Seriously.
I mean, I do read my Bible.
It's okay.
And I do read things.
Girl.
So.
I guarantee you.
But I think, you know, too, if you got it going on in your
right.
heart.
Right.
And you got it going on in your mind and
that's
in
right.
your soul.
That's what, yeah. That's
what you got to start somewhere.
For
so.
Sure. Yeah. And I guarantee you, like, probably like 80% or 85, maybe even 90% of people that go to church don't know. Like, they don't either read or they don't, like, know
actually,
a scripture.
I just forgot about that one that was in my devotional this morning.
Go for it.
Unless you want to read it for me since
okay.
you're young and your eyes. It's Isaiah. It's at the top.
Oh, yeah. Isaiah 41:10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Yes.
I love that.
So, that's one that spoke to me this
yeah.
morning during
yeah.
my devotional this morning out on the back porch when it was pouring down rain.
That's so good.
But, you know, just to know that God's always with us and he has a plan and he knows exactly what's going to happen. And
yeah, he does.
Just got to let go and let God.
Yeah. And I've said in several of my books, like, and also just whoever I talk to, I am a closet control freak. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I like to tell God what I think should happen and when I think it should happen and how it should, like, I just try to lay the map out for God as if he doesn't already have this like masterpiece
yeah.
blueprint that he has, you know? And it's just, it's hard sometimes to trust God, but when you do, the overwhelming peace, no matter what waves are coming at you.
And I think that's where I'm at because like I
yeah.
said a while ago, I was trying to drag the tiger by the tail, you know,
yeah.
I was whipping it on my own.
Right.
But just to change my thinking and my heart's changed and my spirit's changed and just letting him lead me and guide me. Oh my gosh, it's been fun actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like I was telling you the other day, I was so So my company got bought out. I worked for this company for 20-something years, and then they got bought out a year ago. Well, this new company is all over the map, so it doesn't set well with me and how I've been for the last 20 years.
Right, right.
So I was kind of mad about some stuff. Well, then they come back, and they're like, okay, you're going to have a 50% pay cut from June to August. So Keith and I went home, and I told Keith about it. We prepared for that. Well, then out of the blue, I get another letter that says, no, you're getting an 8.79% pay cut, but it's going through October. So I was like, what is it going to be? Is it 50? Is it 8 point whatever?
Yeah.
So I was getting aggravated at that, and I was getting mad. Well, then I get another letter, like, the next day, and they're like, oh, July 1st, you're getting a raise, and then we're going to enroll you in the bonus program. So I'm like... I'm like getting mad. I'm like, you people need to make up your mind. What is it? You know?
Yeah.
And then when I was over at your house the other day with the other ladies, one of them spoke up and said, oh, kingdom math. And I was like, that's exactly what it is. I need to stop being mad because I've been praying. God, is this where I need to be? This is, you know, it's making my stomach hurt being around here. And is this where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing? And do I need to be staying? And I think, you know, he just proved my point that you're going to be all right, and I've got this, and here's the plan for you. And so,
and God is so faithful. Like,
I know,
just with everything, you know, every kind of worry, every kind of scenario, like, no matter what it looks like or what it is, he's faithful. And it may not look how we want it to look, or, you know, turn out like how we want it to turn out. But you had no idea that that was going to, like, God had a blessing in store of all of that.
But I was mad about, you know, I was like mad at the corporate people. They're like, they don't know what they're doing, but the big man upstairs was working it out.
That's right. That's right. And he always is.
Yeah.
He's so good.
I know.
You know, and my anniversary is tomorrow. Oh. I've been married 15 years.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And so I remember before I met my husband, I was in this relationship for 2.5 years, and I thought I was really going to marry my high school sweetheart then. But God did not have that happen, and I just got mad at God. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And I remember driving around and crying, like, God, am I ever going to meet? Like, because I wanted to get married young. I knew I was going to get married young. And so whenever I met Matt and I finally saw him, and, like, I asked my friend before I met him, I said, you know, does your husband have any Christian guy friends? And she was like, yeah, there's this guy named Matt. And so when I met him at a Christmas party, he was actually the college pastor then. And so I met him, and I was just like, that's my future husband right there. And
isn't that something?
And he's blown me away. Like,
oh my gosh, he's such a great guy.
He is. He's, I just so love amazing. Him.
I know.
He's so goofy.
Yeah, you two are. I mean, you guys fit, though.
Yes.
And really, honestly, DeRoy's kind of quiet. He, believe it or not, he is kind of quiet. Yeah. And I'm the loud, boisterous one or whatever. and you and Matt remind me, you know, a lot of Keith and I.
Yeah.
Keith is, he will stay back. He does sit back. And then here I am, like, directing traffic and this, that, and the other. And so.
Yeah.
But you and I both compliment our husbands. We do. And they compliment us. So.
That's right. That's right.
Perfect fit.
Yeah. Perfect fit. So, yeah. So you just never know what God's doing. So I want to encourage you right now, like, maybe you're having financial stuff with your job, or. Yeah. Maybe you don't know where your husband is. You think he got lost and he's asking for directions from the wrong people, or whatever it looks like, you know. I just want to encourage you right now, if you're listening, God knows and he sees you right where you are.
Yep.
And it's going to be okay, and it's going to work out. And it'll work out better than what you even planned.
I've just found that it's been so nice not to have to worry with that stuff. When you truly do let it go and let God take care of it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you can sit back and drink coffee and just, you know, enjoy and take deep breaths and
look that's at, right.
You have time to see the greater things around you. So,
yeah, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Yeah. And just enjoying, like, and just resting in his presence. There was this meme I saw, and it was like this little girl, like, sitting in this beanbag chair, and it was like ginormous. And it was
I saw that.
You feel with God, you know, and it's true.
That was so cute. Yeah, I know. It's like you're living on a big cloud.
Yeah. Because, I mean, knowing that God is before you, behind you, and beside you, like, nothing, you know, like one time I had this dream and I had been praying about different things going on. And I firmly believe that God talks to you in several different ways. Yeah. Like, and God talks to me in my dreams a lot through dreaming and stuff. And so, but in my dream, there was this F2 tornado coming towards me, F1 tornado, like F3 coming towards me.
Well, you had all the categories coming.
Yeah, all different directions. And I looked behind me and I had an F5 behind me. But I wasn't scared of the F5 because, like, and to me that symbolized God. Like, God has my back.
He's bigger.
That's right. And no matter what comes at you, like, I mean, so many things can come at you in this life, but Jesus, he was here. Like, he experienced everything that we've experienced from rejection to hardship to frustration to anything you can think of, really. Like, he has faced those things, and he knows.
Physical punishment.
Exactly. Yeah. And he died this death that we deserve, and he lived a perfect life that none of us could live. So, but the fact is that God, no matter where you are, like, he understands you, and he has your back. And I pray that if you're listening right now and you're just feeling extremely discouraged with what's going on in this world, like, please know that God hears you and he sees you and he loves you right where you are.
Yep.
And you don't have to be perfect. Like, God didn't call us to be perfect because he is perfect.
Girl, I could not do this game if that was the case.
That's right.
Because
none of us could.
And that's been the most... I mean, I'm much older than you are, and so I grew up in a Southern Baptist.
She looks like she's in her 20s, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
You do.
You're so sweet. I'll leave you. I do have a 20 in my wallet. I'll leave you.
Stop it.
But, so I grew up Southern Baptist.
Yeah.
And it was, you didn't drink, you didn't cuss, you didn't dance, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you know. And so it was pretty stringent and pretty strict back then.
Right.
So kind of in the back of my mind, you know, you still have those, I still have those beliefs. And I'm like, that's exhausting. I don't live that way today. I'm me. I'm Tracy. This is who I am. This, you get what you get, you know, and I'm not perfect. And I may say something that, you know, you don't like, or may come off wrong, or maybe the wrong choice of words or whatever, but you know, I'm trying and I'm doing my best. And so,
I just think you're wonderful.
Well,
so.
Thanks. You're the sweetest.
I think a lot of us struggle with, you know, the religious side of it. And that's why when people ask me, like, what are you? I always say I love Jesus, because I'm like, it's not, it's a relationship for me.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I never saw Jesus talk about Baptist, Pentecostal, or anything like that. It was
people.
And it was have a relationship with me. Like,
yes.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to the Father except through me. So it's all about Jesus. It goes back to Jesus.
Right.
You know, and God, the Holy Spirit, all of them in one. And so
anyway. I didn't really have the best experiences either growing up in church.
Yeah.
I dated the preacher's son for quite a few years. Well, his mom couldn't stand me. And so that was a struggle, and that was a battle in our relationship, you know. And so one day I caught her on the steps at the church, and I just thought, okay, I'm going to go front this woman out and find out why she doesn't like me. And, you know, I would ask him why, and he would always make up some lame excuse. And she likes you. She like, oh, she does? Well, she doesn't speak to me, you know. And I felt like she needed to be a bigger example because of the position that her husband was in and she was in.
Right.
But so I go over and I ask her, what is it about me that, you know, that just ticks you off, or you don't like me with your son or whatever?
Right.
And she just said that because your parents don't go to church. So I'm like, okay, what, what does that have to, you know, do with anything? And so it just, I don't know. It just really turned me off to religion and to churches and to everything for a really, really, really long time, even though that was a really, really, really long time ago.
Sure.
You know.
It it made like a lasting impression on you.
Because I'm like, well, you're the last person that should be judging people. You should be helping people. And, you know, so. But I married Keith Duroy.
Yes, you did.
It'll be 24 years in October.
Aww.
Yep.
You guys are so cute.
I love me some Keith DeRoy. Girl. Now there's days I'll be setting out my time at Mabel Bassett over him at the correctional facility. But But I love him way more than I want to.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you do. So. And he loves you too. Yes. You guys are crazy about each other.
I'm blessed.
Yeah, girl. Well, and you know, I think a lot of going kind of back to the church thing, I think a lot of people, they get hurt in the church.
Yeah.
And then it just, I don't think people realize that are working in this church or whatever, or volunteering, the impressions that you really do have on the people that come. And I mean, even being on staff at a church, you can get, you see a whole different side of church in it, and you can get hurt that way too. But here's what we have all got to realize is that we're people.
Yes, we're humans.
Mm-hmm. And then that's where it goes back to, is that like, okay, this imperfect person, they have their struggles.
Yes.
They have their flaws.
Yeah.
And I think when you're young like that, though, you don't think about that. You think when you were in your position, you're like, this woman should be shepherding me and loving me and all these things.
Yeah, I was like
things.
18, 19 years old.
Right,
so
yeah.
I was still
very
dumb.
Impressionable.
I was real stupid back then, you know.
Oh, girl,
but,
yeah. But, we all were.
But really, seriously, very, you know.
Yeah.
Looking up to her thinking, okay, you should be more of a mentor. You should be more of a leader.
Right.
A supporter. And
right.
So.
Yeah. And I think it all goes back to grace.
Yeah.
Is giving that grace. And sometimes people don't deserve the grace. Let's be honest. Like, there's people in my life that they don't deserve the grace. Mm-hmm. But then I look at the mirror and I'm like, ooh, like.
You want the grace in return.
Yes. Because Lord knows that I am a hot mess, capital H, and then all the rest capitals. Like, I'm a hot mess. Mm-hmm. And I have to ask for forgiveness daily.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times daily, from my family, from my friends, like anybody. Like, I just, I'm an imperfect person, but.
And where I'm struggling with too, just with my renewed walk in my faith and, you know, in my new role and in that is, you know, praying for your enemies.
Yes.
Ooh, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I still got a lot of work to do on that, because there's some people that, you know, we all have those people that have hurt us down deep, and you've cut them out of your life. And,
yep.
But God says to pray for your enemies, and
mm-hmm.
and like Joyce says, now you can't pray for them to get run over by a Mack truck. You've got to.
That's true, though.
Dang it. But, you have to pray God's grace on them.
That's
and God's
right.
mercy, and that, I'm working on that.
Yeah.
That one's probably way down on the list to get. I'm going to have to get a few other things in check before I get that one going.
Well, hey, I think we could all be honest and say that very same thing. You know, like, it's hard to pray for those that are mean or that have hurt or that persecute or whatever the situation is. It's really hard. But, you know, like, whenever I was in high school or in middle school, excuse me, I was bullied.
Yeah.
And then that guy that bullied me, he was one of the most popular boys. Like he said, you're so ugly and fat, you should go kill yourself. But by the time I was a senior in high school, that very same guy came to me and asked for prayer, and I got to help, like, lead him to Jesus. And so, like, it's, you don't see it when you're in it because you're hurt.
Right.
And it took years, a few years, for me to heal from that, to get to that point where I was able to pray for that person and actually help lead him to Jesus.
That's awesome.
But it, sometimes it takes a long time, and it's a process, and nobody's healing looks the same.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like grief. No one's grief looks the same.
And I think that's where we get off track, is we kind of, it's like, oh, Carrie is, you know, she's so forgiving and she's so this and so that. And I'm not there, but I feel like I need to be like Carrie.
No.
I think that's where we get off track.
Right.
And that's where it gets frustrating. And so we lose our momentum and we lose our forward motion.
Mm-mm.
And you just got to do you.
You do. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. Because again, like, my journey doesn't look like someone else's. My healing doesn't look like someone else's, you know? And same thing, like, with you, too. Like, and even with grief, it doesn't look the same for people. Like, I know I have people in my life that in their hardest times, they would try to make jokes because it was just, that's how they had to cope. And I do that, too, you know?
I
so
too.
I can relate to that. And then, you know, I've, like, gone to food for comfort.
Yeah.
And I have gone to whatever it is for comfort. Like, we all have our stuff.
And that's kind of where I'm at today, too. I'm trying to figure out what is pushing me to lean towards food. I got to dig deep. I got to stop. I got to pause. Yeah. And I got to meditate and figure out what's going on, what's causing me to just keep, you know, I mean, those powdered donuts are delicious, but what's causing me to shove those down my throat? I mean, like, you know.
Right.
I can eat a whole bag.
Oh, I do the double stuffed Oreos. That's my...
Well, those too. I can, you know.
Dump it in some milk.
Yes.
Or dunk it, not dump it. But
yeah.
So.
That's why we get along.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's true, Tracy, is that there's a root that we have pluck out.
Yeah.
And I know exactly what it is. Like, because I've had to do that. Like, lately, I've had to, okay, what is it?
Yeah.
Like, why am I, it's almost like a self-sabotage or like a, I don't know. I feel like it protects me some way, but it really doesn't. It just makes me more unhappy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what is it?
I mean, it's satisfying for a minute.
Right.
When you hear the cellophane rattling, but then you go to put your jeans on the next morning and you're like, why in the world did I do that? You know, or you see a cute outfit and it's not in your size.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's super frustrating. I order it off of Amazon and then I go in the bathroom and put it on. And if it doesn't fit, then I'm shipping it right back.
Right. I'm with you.
But
you look good, girl.
Oh my gosh. And you're beautiful too. So don't you dare let anything discourage you.
Thank you.
And thank God Keith DeRoy loves a thick girl.
Well, so does Matt Aller. So I love you.
So it's just, you know, it's one thing at a time. So.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people out there can relate to that too.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody has some sort of addiction of some kind that they turn to whenever something gets triggered. And it's almost like, okay, that triggered me. Okay, I'm going to do this for comfort. When God is like holding out his arms and saying, hey, come to me. Like, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. Like, you know, I love you. Like, I want to take you and hold you and comfort you and... In a way that no food, no person, no situation
no
could
drug,
comfort
no
you.
Alcohol,
right.
No person, no.
Exactly. Yeah. No relationship. Like, like all of it, you know? But I feel like we've talked about like so many like amazing things. And I just like love you so much. And I really want you to like come back on the show. I feel like we could do like several episodes because you're just so much fun. And
oh my gosh, you're the best. Well,
you are.
And yeah, you have some exciting news that you want to share.
Yeah, so I am going to be a chaplain for Oklahoma City Police Department.
Yay!
Yeah, yay! And I know I couldn't have done it without the Lord first and definitely without you too, so I love you.
Well, I am super excited to have you because
thank you.
I just knew from the beginning, the night that you and Matt came over and we talked about Matt's journey and what he's wanting to do, I just...
Yeah.
I mean, I've been asking you from... day one about when I found out that, you know, Matt wanted to go that direction. I'm like, okay, girl, you're siding with me. You're going to have, you know.
Yeah. And you've taken me under your wing and just encouraged me. And
well, I just think you're going to be just such a tremendous help to a lot of families and spouses. And so.
Well, you already are doing that, girl. Well, you're a light. You're a
big
light.
So sweet.
You are, though.
We just, you know, there's just so much stress and turmoil going on with, you know, the spouses. We're behind the scenes, you know, of our officers. And so we can't really say much. We can't defend them.
Sure.
You know, we're the ones that see the look on their face when they come home. We're the ones that hear the defeat in their voice when they come home. And and so we're the ones having to keep the household running and keeping the, you know, pieces picked up. And
that's right.
So,
yeah.
But I'm excited you're going to be. We're going to do good things. We're going to do big things.
Yeah, girl.
Yes.
Well, I love you. And so, Tracy, how can people, like, get a hold of you to, like, if they have any questions or
absolutely.
Whatever?
I'm on Instagram under DeRoy Chick.
There you go.
And that's D as in David, U-R-O-Y, Chick. So.
Yeah. They can message you on there.
Message on there.
Yeah.
And, okay. Yeah. I would love to help.
Yeah.
Or visit or just listen to or whatever, anybody that needs it.
Yeah.
And if there's any other law enforcement wives, you know, that need support, I don't care what part of the country you're from. I mean, that's part of my position on the wellness team.
Yeah.
With the police department is just to, you know, to support the spouses and to support the families and things like that. So.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I love you, girl, and I thank you so much. And you're gonna be back on for sure.
Okay, let's do it. We can drum up something to talk about, I'm sure.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, come back to me in a few months and see if I've gotten down to that number 15 on the list about.
Hey.
You know.
Yeah.
Extending grace.
There you go.
That one, I got to get a few other things in check.
Right. I'm with you. I'm right with you. So anyway, well, thank you, girly.
Thanks, girl. I love you.
I love you,
you're
too.
The best.
You're the best.
Bye, guys. No, you're the best.
No, you're the best.
You hang up. No, you hang up.
Bye, guys.
Bye.